Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
More severe storms and tornadoes are likely from the Central Plains to the Midwest later today after tornadoes touched down in the Dayton, Ohio metro area overnight, causing tons of damage, power outages. There have been no deaths reported in the direct area, but one man died northwest of Dayton. Let's bring in Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley. Mayor Whaley, I know you're standing at a strip mall. Can you tell us where you are and what you're seeing?
Yeah, I'm just over the Dayton line in Harrison Township, and there's a strip mall that has been completely destroyed. So we've been going through and assessing damage. A lot of our business areas have been hit very hard, and even streets that are completely devastated from the tornado last night.
We heard this morning about having to have snowplows out, actually plowing debris off the roads. And which is dangerous business with down lines, I would think.
Right. Yeah, we have a lot of people in the county without power. So we're with the police chief right now and heading to see other sites and see if there's anything we can do.
Yeah, the roof of a high school in Brookville ripped off. I'm imagining you're, as horrific as this is, just the damage, I'm imagining you're thinking maybe thank goodness it was in the evening, fewer people gathered.
Yep. Yeah, we are. I mean, I think that we're super grateful for that and that people really have paid attention to the warning. So far, we have no fatalities. And as devastating as this tornado was, that's pretty amazing.
Well, I was going to say, do you have people missing? It feels as if it's impossible there couldn't have been more serious injuries or fatalities.
We've had some minor injuries and people are assessing to make sure their family and friends are okay. But as of now, we have not found any fatalities or anyone missing.
Yeah. Tell us more about, what you're seeing. We're hearing words like catastrophic, unbelievable. Can you give us more of a sense of the damage?
Well, it's really like nothing I've ever seen. We just left Kelly Avenue near Troy Street on Old North Dayton. And the entire street is just gone. Parts of the houses just split from the middle, brick houses, split in half. In my lifetime, I've never seen this kind of devastation.
Yeah. Look, what is it that you would like people to know in that area? We know there are some hashtags. There's some advice about, don't call 911, I guess, unless it's very serious.
Right. And, listen to local media and follow City of Dayton and Twitter. I think that's the best way to stay in touch and, check on those you love. And, we're also asking people to check on those that are housebound or elderly. And then also we're asking people to conserve water because right now the biggest concern we have in the city is the water plants are without power, which is a big, big problem for us.
So are you asking people to boil water?
Yes, we're under a boil advisory for about 400,000 people now.
So you mentioned the @CityOfDayton Twitter handle. People should follow that. And there's also a hashtag, Dayton Tornado.
Yep.
People want to communicate that way. Look, we're reading about the Action Sports Center. This is 30,000 square foot indoor complex, two full-size soccer fields inside, totally ruined.
Yeah, just gone. Yeah. So we went and saw that. Yeah. So people are cleaning up and working. And I think most everybody in Dayton is just really grateful that their families are safe.
Well, and do you have thoughts, Mayor Whaley, on, you say, everyone we're hearing from has said they've never seen anything like this in Dayton. Do you have thoughts on, wait a second, we all know that there's climate change. Do you have thoughts on whether this is something you might have to think more about, this kind of a devastating weather?
Yeah, I think extreme weather is an issue that continues more and more all across the country. And, true enough, in the Midwest, we don't have as much of it as, the coasts do, for example, with the rising ocean. But yeah, we see, in Oklahoma, you see a tornado every day. And, it makes us, have to be more prepared for disasters.
Yeah. And by the way, what do you need from the state, the federal government? What help do you need?
Oh, the state and the federal government have been helpful. The White House has reached out, as well as the governor. Ohio Task Force One is already on the ground. So, we have these, the way that first responders do so well to always be prepared comes in very handy today.
Yeah. Nan Whaley, mayor of Dayton, Ohio, you've got a busy day. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.